The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Drinking water this summer is all good and fine and healthy, but if you want to be really healthy, try to drink less water and eat more water. What are you talking about, David? Eating more water? Eating your water? Yes. And I'm talking about water-rich foods, of course. People who consume these foods, including water from food, fluid-rich foods, namely produce, really, melons, think watermelon and other melons and tomatoes and greens. That's really a superior way to hydrate versus, you know, you notice this. I mean, you have to notice this when you tank down just plain water. You drink water, you know, guzzle down water, and it goes right through you, right? Don't you feel that? Everyone's felt that before, and the way drinking water goes right through you. But if you eat your water in the form of foods, and by the way, you know, when the whole 8 glasses a day of water, you know how that came about? That was back in the 1940s, where they found that people's daily water intake was about 64 ounces, about 8 8-ounce glasses. But that included water from food. People, you know, they failed to emphasize that. And most of the water a lot of the water you consume is from the foods you eat, especially if you eat a plant-based diet, and especially if you eat water-rich foods such as melons, and this is a perfect time of year to do so because of melons being in season and them having such a high water content. Boy, am I long-winded today. Hey, welcome to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. In this hour of the program, Griff Nielsen joins us, the author of Exorcising Your Excuses. Not exercising, exorcising. You can heal your mind, honor your body, and manifest your dream. He's the president of Lifelong Fitness, and he'll give us a lot of fitness and health tips for this time of the year. You know, just a couple days after the first day of summer, so it's officially here, and that means everyone's automatically swim and fit, right? Well, not quite. Bathing suit season is upon us, and not everybody's going to look good in a bathing suit or a birthday suit for that matter, but we'll do our best to help you live a long and happy life and healthy life and look good doing it. So we'll have Griff Nielsen in just a few minutes after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. And then next hour, Sydney Ross Singer and Soma Grismeyer join us. They are the authors of Dressed to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, and they have some compelling evidence on this theory with some remarkable information and research to support it. And it's an eye-opener for sure. That's all I'll say about that. You just have to tune in all 2 hours long to make your weekend strong and healthy. And if you can't, you can always listen to us tonight for the rebroadcast of the morning show at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. So 9 to 11 p.m. is the rebroadcast, 9 to 11 a.m. is our live and morning show. All right, let's see. So that's that. And we have news coming up, and straight ahead in the news, an early warning for kidney trouble. Also, an illicit drug now prescribed medicinally. Plus, smart snacking for those summer road trips. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
An earlier warning for kidney trouble, and this is not new news, but it's little known, even to doctors. And it's an overnight blood pressure check, and it may spot kidney disease before it starts. This is research from Spain, as well as the U.S., and they found that those whose blood pressure did not fall normally at night, which it is supposed to, were 70% more likely to develop signs of early kidney disease. Of course, doctors do know this, but many patients don't, and some doctors don't use it as a diagnostic tool. Experts say that high blood pressure and high blood sugar are responsible for the microscopic scarring that make diabetic kidneys, or that makes the diabetic kidneys falter and fail. This was research in diabetes. All right. And by the way, next week, guest host Dr. Kevin Gibson. I'll be away from the microphones, but he'll be hosting the show, and he'll be discussing kidney disease, among other things, as well as liver diseases caused by not drugs or alcohol, but rather lifestyle and diet. And that'll be in the first hour of next week's show. And then next week at 10, Dr. Gibson will be interviewing Leah McCullough. She talks about fibromyalgia. She has a book on fibromyalgia, along with all the details you need to know about that disease condition. Did you know that 76% of Americans or adults don't eat the recommended daily requirement of 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit daily, and that 87% of adults don't eat the recommended daily requirement of 2 to 3 cups of vegetables? This was according to a recent study conducted at the Centers for Disease Control. Snowman says, don't just eat for taste, eat for your waist. You know, it's important not to just eat the foods you like, eat the foods that like you, right? All right. Don't want to harp on that, but, a lot of people need reminding. A psychedelic drug, well, it's psychological, I guess, tapped for PTSD therapy, a review on this, ecstasy, otherwise known as MDMA, was designated in August as a Food and Drug Administration breakthrough therapy for severe post-traumatic stress disorder. And they say that if you were to develop a drug to treat PTSD, you'd want it to do exactly what MDMA does. Isn't that interesting? When patients use the MDMA, their memories and emotions become more vivid, and in this state, patients experience less fear and anxiety attached to their memories. They say it isn't the perfect solution for PTSD, but it's the best drug they've found so far to possibly treat it. All right, smart snacking for summer road trips, if you're going on one. This is from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Unsalted nuts, top of the list. course, you know, nuts are good for you. You just don't want to eat too many of them if you need to maintain your weight or lose weight, because they are, although they're nutrient dense, they're also calorie dense. Also, pre-washed fruits such as, you know, apples and grapes and bananas, things that are not too juicy. You don't want to spill anything on your lap when you're driving, if you're eating while you're driving, which ideally you shouldn't be, but it's better to eat and drive rather than talking on your phone or texting and driving, that's for sure. Also, dried fruit, that's always a good thing to have on hand in the car, and pre-cut raw vegetables. I like to take those baby carrots that you buy in the stores, or I make celery sticks, or you can even make sticks from zucchini. Of course, there's you can cut broccoli and cauliflower into smaller pieces. Whole grain crackers and pretzels, so those are good, as long as they don't have too much salt. And there's always popcorn, although that's not my favorite. And then if you do eat cheese, get the reduced fat cheese sticks. There's most of the stores have the light cheese sticks, and they have about less than half the fat, usually half or less the fat. It's usually about 2.5 grams of fat per, you know, those cheese, you know, it's a cheese stick, right? The single serving sticks versus 6 or 8 grams of fat, mostly saturated in the full fat cheese sticks. Let's see, what else? Hummus, I don't think so. You know, dips you want to stay away from, because that could get on your seat, or, you know, if you're eating, or if you have a passenger eating while they're driving. All right, staying safe in the summer sun. Of course, shade is what you're looking for if you're out in the sun too long. So bring an umbrella to the beach or to your park or picnic. And then clothing, you want to make sure you have at least a T-shirt for a cover-up, unless you're going to be swimming, of course. And then, well, even if you're swimming, some people wear the aqua clothing to protect themselves, especially if you're out in the water for a long time, such as boating or skiing or surfing or paddleboarding or something like that. And then sunglasses. You know, you can't put sunscreen on your eyes. So, and I personally have had eyelid cancer. You know, and you can't put sunscreen on your eyelids either. So you have to protect your eyes with sunglasses. Both, you know, make sure they're both UVA and UVB. Have the rating of, what, 400. My favorite is Maui Jim's, but, you know, there's a lot of good quality glasses out there, Ray-Bans and all the other brands. And then, you know, and speaking of sunscreens, by the way, and we're going to talk more about this in next, well, actually not next hour, next week's show, but in 2 weeks from now for our 4th of July show, I'll have some more sun care tips or sun sense tips for you, which is one of the hottest days of the year. In fact, that's the air conditioning days. I think it's right after 4th of July all the way to around the 15th. It's the air conditioning appreciation days. That's what it is every year. But important to use a broad spectrum sunscreen. I use the zinc oxide containing screens, the mechanical or the mineral screens, not the chemical screens, which are a lot healthier, and they do, and they protect you longer, and they don't have the nasty caustic smell that and ickiness of those chemical ones that you find in a lot of stores. And they're reef safe. They don't adversely infect the environment, the coral polyps in the oceans when you go in, and which everybody does. They go in, get wet, and wash off all their sunscreen. And also next week, I wanted to mention that Randy Perupkin, at this time of next week, we'll have biochemist and microbiologist Randy Perupkin. We had him on a week or two ago talking about travel health, but then next week, we will have him on covering a little bit about travel health. He'll be on 2 weeks from today, excuse me, for the 4th of July weekend edition and the first hour of the program. And we'll talk about being food safe at that picnic or barbecue you're having on the 4th of July, and also anti-nutrients we touched on briefly when we had them on recently. But we'll talk about some of the foods that you want to avoid if you want to avoid digestive difficulties or allergies or immune compromised conditions or autoimmune conditions, rather, things like lupus or RA or some of the other conditions that some of these foods can aggravate. And we do not want anyone getting ill from contaminated foods. So if you do have a can of food that's dented, rusted, or otherwise questionable, when in doubt, throw it out. That's my advice for not only summer, but any time of the year. All right, let's see. Did you know, speaking of this time of the year and summer, a disproportionate number of people are admitted to mental hospitals during the summer months? And I might add, in August, that's, I believe it still is, I know years ago it was, it's the number one month of the year for auto accidents. Of course, auto deaths, there's more fatalities around the holidays of New Year's Eve, but as far as number of accidents, and also, I believe, violent crime peaks in August, too, and it has to do with the heat, no matter where you live. You know, it's going to be hotter in August. Well, if you're in the northern hemisphere, it's going to be hotter in August than in the winter months. So there you go. Okay, do we have that's about it for the news. And then, well, we have actually one more minute. How about that? For a review of this, this was a study in circulation. And just to reinforce this, the five behaviors that contribute to a longer life: eating a healthy diet, number one, not smoking, getting regular physical activity, moderate or no alcohol consumption, and maintaining a normal weight. And scientists calculated that on average, a 50-year-old man who adopted all of these would live 12 years longer than a man who took on none. A woman, on the other hand, with the same five habits would live an average of 14 more years than a woman with none of these, cultivating none of these habits. So it's even more important for women to adopt and maintain a healthy diet and lifestyle than it is for a man, because you'll add two more years to your life than a man otherwise would. And, of course, you have the advantage of living a few years longer than us men to start out with, but you can, you know, why not gain as much life as you can? So put more years in your life and more life in your years. That's what our show is all about. And we hope you'll stay with us all the way until 11 o'clock this morning. If you can't, reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer, as well as you can always go to the website, doctorhealthradio.com. And you can listen to all the previous shows as well on our podcast. So stay tuned as Dr. Health continues. When we come back, Griff Nielsen is in the house talking about summer fitness and lots more right here on Dr. Health Radio.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior, fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Let's get oral before we get physical. Hey, injecting a dose of fun into the fundamentals of health. This is the home of more stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. David Snow on your radio. In this segment of the program, Griff Nielsen is my guest. He's the author of Exorcising Your Excuses. I love that title. Heal your mind, honor your body, manifest your dream. He is the president of Lifelong Fitness and a fitness expert himself. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Griff. How the health are you?
I am well, David. How are you doing? How's
Excellent.
Hawaii?
Excellent. Hunky-dory. That's why I live in the healthiest state in the nation, you know. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I used to live in Southern California, and I was a little hypocritical in the smoggy L.A. Well, not right in L.A., but anyway, that's another program. All right, Griff, before we start this interview on fitness, I feel that I should tell you, I'm into fitness. Yes, fitness, whole pizza in my mouth. I can't fit this whole pizza in my mouth, but along with some donuts for dessert. Although I only eat the donut holes. I don't eat the donuts, you know. But now let's talk about, I know your platform or your soapbox topic, so to speak, is sugar. Now, you know, the statistics are pretty dismal. 70% of the U.S. population addicted to sugar by some experts' opinions and research. And I might add another statistic that 74 or 78% of all products in a supermarket contain some form of sugar, which sets people up for all kinds of things besides, well, diabetes being one at the top, but a lot of other diseases and disorders and undesirable conditions. So tell us why you say summer is the perfect time to kick the sugar habit.
You know, David, it's an interesting question. Summertime is, if you look through an ancestral lens, the way we human beings are designed, we are designed to do one thing. We're designed to exist. We're designed to persist. Our species wants to repopulate. We want to stay here. Right? We don't want to go anywhere. That is our ultimate objective. And we've got a brain, a very willing brain that wants to make sure that we are surviving and thriving. And that brain is literally set up for us to eat as much as we can with every setting, with every opportunity.
Because there might be a time of famine, because that's what our ancestors encountered, right?
They never knew. Yeah. They never knew, David. Yeah. They never knew when they were going to wake up, if there was going to be a kill. They never knew when they were going to eat again.
Exactly.
It was an uncertain. There was question marks all over. So the brain is set up to literally seek for food. And one of the ways that it seeks for food is through the element of sweetness, right? And sweetness, if Mother Nature gives us sweetness, it does so through the form of fructose. And fructose, from a physiological standpoint, is saying, hey, eat me, have more. Well, as we know now, we're not in the hunter-gatherer phase. We're not faced with starvation or famine as we were in times past. And so now, 21st century, we are inundated with a different kind of environment with the same brain. And that's the interesting thing. We've got a brain that's still searching for food, that's still wanting food. And the dirty little secret is it's there. It's plentiful. It's everywhere. Like you said, sugar is found in 74% of all processed foods. And so if that's the case, we've got this primal brain saying, eat, 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 go, 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 right? Where we're always trying to seek out food. You might be asking, well, how is summertime going to help with that? Well, it's interesting. If we look at a sugar addict, just like a drug addict or maybe somebody that is addicted to alcohol, there is an actual physiological change that is occurring in the brain. The neurochemistry of the brain is rigged to hypercompensate that ancestral urge. We still have that urge to eat the sweet thing. We still have that urge to eat as much as we can, again, because we don't know and we're going to eat again. So yeah, it's now we have this physiological drive to continue to eat and eat meat, and it is plentiful. So the sugar time in the summer is interesting because now we have a little bit of a treat that we can indulge into. We have the treat of fruit, right? It's there. And as a sugar addict, what we can do is we can tap into and actually placate that desire, that primal desire that we all have. So when I'm coaching a sugar addict, and by the way, I've been a sugar addict for half of my life, so I understand this entirely. When I'm coaching a sugar addict, I will tell them straight out of the gate, make sure that you start to eat and replace foods that replace some of the sugar that you've been eating. Why? Because the brain is still seeking that. It needs to have that. If you start to cut the sugar out entirely, then you get into a state of deprivation, right? It is a state that's saying, okay, this is painful. And the body is primally driven. Your nervous system is hardwired to seek that out. So in the initial phases of trying to extricate yourself from sugar addiction, it's highly, highly important to make sure that there is fruit available. There's something there's a taste of sweetness that you can indulge in, at least on a daily basis. And here's the interesting thing, David. Make sure that we're not worrying about the calorie content at first. And that's contrary to popular belief. Again, anything is going to be better than the processed sugar, the highly refined sugar that is bankrupt of all the nutrition that, say, fruit gives to us.
Right, without a doubt, yeah. Well, so you don't advocate the keto diet or, the ketogenic diet or the Atkins diet or maybe a paleo diet. You're just saying for people to cut back but not go cold turkey on sugar or off sugar.
You know, I've actually experimented with all of those, and I have nothing against them whatsoever. What I am advocating is that if you're a sugar addict into a ketogenic diet, that's a very small percentage of the population that can do that because they're addicted in two ways. They're physiologically addicted, and they're also mentally addicted. So that's going to be a very tough pill to swallow. That said, depending on the personality type, if that works for them, that's great. What I found and what a lot of the research shows, like somebody like Dr. Pam Peek, who researches sugar and food addiction a lot, would tell you that there is a void that you're going to feel if you pull yourself off of the sugar.
Right.
And that needs to be filled. Now, we can start to refine later. We can start to worry about portion sizes and macronutrients and calories and all of those things. That can come later. But at first, when we're trying to change a habit, summertime is excellent because there's so much abundance. Our brain is literally hardwired to seek out fruit. And it's literally trying to urge you to do so. Why? Because in primal times, we wanted to store a little bit more fat because we never knew if there's going to be food. Now, that might lead a lot of your listeners to say, well, that's interesting because now if I eat too much fruit, it's going to make me fat. Again, there might be some truth to that. As far as sugar addiction goes, It can't hold a candle to what would happen in the form of processed food, in the form of highly refined sugars that have no nutrition, which drives adiposity at a much higher level, or fat gain at a higher level.
But then you're talking about portion sizes, Griff. As far as, you know, you mentioned if people eat too much fruit, then as long as they are moderate in the portion size, right?
Absolutely. And I think what they're going to find, David, what in my experience and most of my clients' experience is that when we eat natural foods, there is a built-in satiatory mechanism. There's vitamins, there's minerals, there's enzymes, there's coenzymes. All of these things are built to make sure that we are satiating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And physiologically, that's how we're set up. Real foods magically have that capacity. Now we dig into, you know, the bag of Skittles or the ice cream or whatever. It doesn't have that natural feedback loop, the enzymes, the enzymes that regulate key fat-burning mechanisms. Those are not there. And so we do get that with natural foods. And so there is a difference. And yes, as far as being addicted to sugar, there is time to where we're going to have to pull back and set limits even on the fruit. Absolutely.
All right. We need to satiate the sponsors right now, Griff. So hold that thought, and we'll be back after this bottom of the hour break for station ID and a message. And we'll be back in just a matter of seconds with more information for your good health with my guest, Griff Nielsen, the author of Exercising Your Excuses. We'll tell you how to get his book and more on fitness, health, and nutrition as we return from this brief break here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
Welcome back to the program. It's your healthy dose of ear candy as we discuss, among other things, the consequences of eating too much sugar and other things that cause not only tooth decay. That's kind of the less harmful of all the, or the least harmful of all the consequences that people will incur if they eat too much sugar. In fact, Griff, just to, and by the way, if you're just joining us, our guest is Griff Nielsen. He's the author of Exercising Your Excuses, Heal Your Mind, Honor Your Body, and Manifest Your Dream. By the way, I was going to mention before the break, Griff, that I had my, you were talking about sweets and sugar, I had my sweet tooth extracted three times, and that darn thing keeps growing back. I don't know what it is. It's, you know, wisdom teeth you only get once, but the sweet tooth keeps growing back. So
they're sprinkling Miracle Grow on your sweet tooth, are they?
Yeah, right. So before the break, you were talking about some of the things that we can do, you know, a solution to the problem of eating too much sugar, and why summer is one of the best times to kick the sugar habit, or at least cut down on sugar. I think the more I think about it, I agree with you, because when you think of comfort foods, as far as the time of the year that you eat the most comfort foods, it's usually during the holidays or the cooler winter months or the festive holiday months. And in the summer, you know, you think of fresh fruits, watermelon, and somewhat lighter foods or cuisine. And so I think if you work with that, it'll naturally be less of an effort to at least cut down. And I think it's similar to, and I did an article recently on alcohol, and where people went dry for 30 days, and they found that And I'm using that analogy of alcohol to sugar because there's a lot of carryover or crossover. Yeah. And that is several months later, I think it was a year later this study was done, and they found that the people that had done that dry January or, you know, a dry 30-day without any alcohol, they were still drinking less alcohol a year later than the ones that did not do the 30-day dry out of, you know, no alcohol for a month. So I think what you're saying is rings true and could benefit a lot of people. Now let's talk about what experts say, and you mentioned drug addiction and carrying it over to sugar addiction. You know, they say that sugar is almost as addictive or as hard to give up as cocaine and some of the more addicting drugs. So what makes sugar so addictive, and can you also be addicted to the sugar substitutes such as aspartame and the sulfame and all the brand name non-caloric sweeteners out there, the chemical sweeteners that are sugar substitutes?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dave. I've actually had clients in my office that are former cocaine addicts.
Oh, really?
And interestingly enough, what they did to get off the cocaine is they actually went to the next cocaine, which I call refined sugar. Mm-hmm. That was their weaning agent. And unfortunately, fortunately, they got off the cocaine.
They went from one white powder to another white powder.
Absolutely. And they are very candid in telling me that it is absolutely every bit as hard. So
that
goes
right?
beyond. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it goes beyond the rat studies that we read about in the literature about how it's just as addictive as cocaine. These are human beings, David. These are human beings that are literally addicted to a substance, and the scary part is it is socially acceptable.
That's
it's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop you at a convenience store and go, "Oh, please stop! Put that down. It's going to give you a heart attack." Nobody's going to do that. Now, imagine if you did the same thing. If you came into a convenience store and you said, "Hey, chalk me up a line of cocaine," right?
That's right.
Obviously, there is legal and other ramifications to that. And so we live in an environment that is reinforcing a subtle addiction that is, you know, get ready for this. This is literally killing more people than all the other addictions combined. You look at the top 10 killers, preventable killers that were in the U.S., and what do we have right there atop all of them? We've got heart disease.
And obesity, the two go hand in hand oftentimes. But, yeah, obesity, sugar is probably more responsible for obesity than our fat or over consumption of protein or anything else in the diet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to answer your question, David, about why the refined sugar is so powerfully addicting. Well, again, the best way I can answer that is to look back into Mother Nature. Mother Nature provides foods that are palatable. They are designed to help us to eat and to help us survive as a species. Our brain is naturally attracted to those fruits and vegetables or whatever we are eating naturally off the land. Now, when we take something that is absolutely natural and we adulterate it, if you will, we start to strip it down, we take out things, we add things, we add sugar into it, it becomes into what is known as a hyperpalatable food, which means a food that is not natural. A hyperpalatable food is something when the brain sees it, it's like, woohoo, it just starts to do jumping jacks, right? It's like, that is awesome. You go into, maybe it's the Haagen-Dazs, and you dip in that first ice cream that starts to melt on your tongue. You're just like, oh, baby.
Concentrated carbohydrate cookie is what you're talking about, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so what we have, David, is we have a food industry that spends billions of dollars annually to procure foods that are scientifically engineered to get us addicted. And that is by no coincidence. It's not by chance. That is completely deliberate. Mm-hmm. There is, to give you an example, imagine a radar system in a submarine, and you're looking, you're at war, and you see another submarine coming. It comes on the radar system. The radar picks it up. Well, in our brain, we've got a little system known as the apostat. And it's like a radar system. The apostat basically is searching for specific nutrients in our blood, and it correlates with our hypothalamus in our brain, and it says, okay, these nutrients are good. They're helping us to sustain life. Again, going back to the objection, we're trying to live. Well, what food scientists do is they say, okay, we are going to pre-engineer a food. Now, I'm talking in the realm of processed foods, and that encompasses refined sugar. Take the Oreo cookie as an example. We are going to make sure that we keep out key ingredients from the Oreo cookie so that the apostat doesn't pick it up. Now, why is this relevant? Well, if I have a pineapple, which is highly sweet, it's got key factors in that food that the apostat picks up. The radar picks up those key nutrients, which says to the body, I am satiated. I am good. Put down the pineapple. You're okay. Right? We're okay here. We do the same thing with the Oreo cookie, which has 6 to 7 key food markers intentionally taken out by the food biochemist. Mm-hmm. Now our brain, that radar system, is saying, okay, where are these nutrients? Where are they? And so the hypothalamus starts to drive hunger, and our leptin levels go down, and we start to say to ourselves, well, I am hungry. I need to, where's more of that Ben and Jerry's? Where's more of that popcorn? Because the brain is not getting the nutrients that it needs. And the brain knows if we're not getting the nutrients we need to eat more.
And I might add, Griff, if I could just interject, since you're talking about sugar, and another addictive ingredient and which food scientists play around with or they seriously research to make us addicted is salt. But unlike salt, because the body has compensating mechanisms, if you eat too much salt, your body, you urinate it out to eliminate it. And if you don't eat enough, your body reabsorbs it in the kidneys. And so, but with sugar, we don't have that mechanism. And so, you know, the more sugar you eat, like you were saying, the more you crave, or the more you eat, the more you crave. And there's no feedback or mechanism or safety release, so to speak, a safeguard in there. And so that's what makes it so deleterious to our health. Anyway, go on. I want to mention the salt-sugar connection or differences.
Well, I appreciate that, David, because if you look at our body is a very special feedback system. It is designed to tell us when to stop eating. It is designed to tell us when to start eating.
Mm-hmm.
With foods that come from nature, there's an inverse relationship. When you eat, let's say, like a sweet potato or a pineapple or something, typically what will happen is our insulin will go up. At least, if you think of table sugar, there's two components. There's glucose and there's fructose. The glucose part of that drives our blood sugar up, which also drives our insulin up. So in layman's terms, we get a hormone that comes in. It starts to store those calories. Now, when that hormone goes up, it also drives up leptin, which says, okay, you're good. There's a little bit of a satiatory feedback mechanism. So now we understand, okay, I'm good. Now to your point, now let's say that we have a processed food that's been loaded with refined sugar. Here's where it gets interesting. The refined sugar, the problem comes into play because it is packed with too much table sugar, which has a lot of fructose to it. Fructose does not drive up insulin. If insulin is not high, we don't get the added benefit of leptin saying, hey, you're good. So literally what we don't understand, because we're too busy counting calories or hopping on treadmills, we're literally altering our hormones. We don't even have hormones that are telling us to stop eating when we're eating the refined food. And a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. The hormones are saying, hey, where's the food? Mm-hmm. The apostat in the brain saying, where's all the nutrients? We don't feel good. We don't feel satiated. So we keep going back. We keep going back for more.
And that's also where, that's also where exercise comes in, right? Because that helps to balance out hormones and reduce your cravings as well, right?
Absolutely.
And we'll talk more about that when we come back, Griff, and I want to have you finish your thought, too, on that. We need to take one last break of the hour. And also when we come back, I want to ask you about the other S's in our life, that lives that are not so good for us besides sugar, and that is stress, smoking, and sitting. Sitting, they say, is the new smoking. So let's get off our S's, so to speak. Back after this with more information for your good health with my guest, Griff Nielsen, and we will tell you how to get his book, the author of Exercising Your Excuses, Heal Your Mind, Honor Your Body, Manifest Your Dream. Back after this with more information for your good health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
From Kalapaki Beach to Kealakekua Kua Bay, Dr. Health Radio is your statewide audio source for all things healthy as we cover the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. And we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend. And I am the Snowman, your happy, humble health stylist host, here to keep you cool and healthy. And here to keep us healthy as well is Griff Nielsen, the author of Exercising Your Excuses. Okay, Griff, how can people get your book if they want to obtain a copy of it?
Go to griffnielsen.com. It's GRIFFNEILSON.
All right.
.com. And there you can download a free report on sugar addiction. You can also order from Amazon. There's a link directly to my book there, or you can just go to Amazon directly.
All right. And I know you're a fitness coach and lifestyle coach. And my little fitness tip of the hour is the snowman says, don't just eat for taste, eat for your waist. How's that one?
I love it.
You know, nothing. I always say nothing tastes as good as thin feels. So, and that's so true. So, what do you eat? You know, you were talking about some of the things to avoid, but what kind of diet does Griff Nielsen follow, for instance?
It's a great question, David. I've never fallen into the fads. I'm not a big fan. I believe that the earth produces foods for our bodies. And if you look at foods that are naturally produced, whether it comes from a tree or something roaming on the earth, there is nutrition that is available. So I'm actually quite relaxed. I tend not to be overly zealous about it. I would consider myself just a clean, organic eating person. I try to avoid grains in my diet, but other than that, I'm plentiful in vegetables, probably 6 to 8 servings a day. I juice them at least twice a day. And I keep my fruit content according to where I want my body composition to be, because obviously fruit is designed to drive fat gain, too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally very, very basic. A lot of fruits and vegetables, a lot of seafood in there, and that's just about it.
Okay. All right. And what about the genetic link to sugar addiction or craving carbohydrates? What's your research uncovered there?
As far as the links to craveability, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, right. I mean, some people, are they born to crave more sugar than other people?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said kinetic. You said, okay.
Genetic.
I apologize.
Genetic.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's a great question. Here's what I would say. If you look around, there's obviously a genetic predisposition to it, David. You can look at even a family, and you can see that there's variability between siblings.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm a big proponent of epigenetics,
right?
And which basically says that our genetics are triggered or at least heavily influenced by the environment that we provide them. So if we have a gene, let's say, that is expressed, that has the proclivity to express, let's say, heart disease or diabetes or any manner of diseases, those can be expressed more readily mm-hmm. when we bathe our genes in improper or inappropriate environments. So, for example, if we're addicted to sugar and our blood sugar's high and we don't have the right nutrition all the time, and this is 24/7 phenomenon, we're much more likely to express those genes. I'm not saying or suggesting in any way, shape, or form that genetics don't play a role. They do.
Right, right. Genetics are the gun, and lifestyle and environment is the trigger. So you can keep it quelled, if you will. Now let's. We only have a few minutes left, so let's get into the other S's. We want people to get off their S's, so to speak, and the stress and smoking and sitting besides the sugar. So I know you're a fitness expert. Talk about not sitting so much and moving more.
I firmly believe that our human bodies are hardwired to move. If you look at our systems, we're literally designed to move. So absolutely. And really, it's a hard thing because if you look at our modern day environment, we're designed to move, but yet our corporate environment is designed to sit. Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of a paradox going on and a little bit of a problem. So what I advise my clients to do is just to take a few minutes just to get up and to move. And then if that means getting up and walking down the hall or just getting up and walking up the stairs rather than taking the elevator, the old cliches hold true. Those are so very important. You see a lot of the Swiss balls or the exercise balls for chairs, which is great. If your boss will allow you to do something like that, that's excellent. It helps provide great posture. It keeps those postural muscles engaged. All of which are absolutely necessary for your heart to function optimally, to make sure that your respiratory system is functioning optimally.
Well, what do you think? Let me ask you, what do you think about the standing desks for office workers?
I think they're great.
Okay, very good.
I think they're great. I think that I've seen a lot more of those, even here in Utah, and I'm excited by the trend for sure. I think they'll definitely carry health benefits.
And then there's even the treadmill desks, or as I call them, the dreadmill desks, you know, where you stand on a treadmill and you're going along and doing your office work. There's a stand for your papers or whatever, and you're on your phone and everything, but you're running in place or walking in place at least. And so that's a good thing. And what about walking meetings? Just having people, instead of having a corporate boardroom meeting and they're all sitting in their easy chairs or their comfortable, their couches or whatever, getting up and walking around the block and having the meeting while you're walking and talking.
I think the more the better. And I think it all starts from the top up. If we can get CEOs and corporate executives that can sign on to such notions, there's going to be a good trickle-down effect. And I think that's really all of our responsibilities, whether we're a corporate executive or an employee. If we can request such things and make those ideas available and popularize them, I think that's going to be a great trend going forward.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, there was a quote I had. Let's see. Oh, short. It was... I'll get it into maybe next hour's show, but it was on, I had a escalator campaign when I first started this show almost 30 years ago on walking up escalators, and of course a lot of people now recommend it, but I had a catchy quote on that, but we'll save that for next hour. We actually, since you haven't listened to the show, Griff, we have a fitness file feature in the 10 o'clock hour of every week's program. So for listeners, stay tuned for that next hour. And give us the particulars about your book again for people tuning in late.
Yes, you can find it on my website, griffnielsen.com, or you can go to Amazon. And it's called Exorcising Your Excuse, as in exorcism, not exercising as in movement.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
Key distinction there.
I exercise my right to not exercise.
Yes.
Now, does exercising caution count? I guess that doesn't count either, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes some of us need a real exercise exorcism. Sometimes they really, like I say, get off of your S's, right?
Right, right, yeah.
Maybe we could stand for a few exorcisms.
But I have been known to jump to conclusions. So jumping to conclusions or pushing my luck. Jack and you remember Jack LaLanne, he was a personal friend for 30 years or so. And we'd have him on every a couple times a year, actually. And one of the exercise routines that we made up, Jack and I, years and years ago, it was called pushaways, and it was pushing yourself away from the dinner table before seconds.
And, yeah, absolutely.
So that's it's just as much what you avoid as what you engage in, whether it's exercise or nutrition, you know. So I can't thank you enough, Griff, for being with us. And is there a take-home message people get or a parting shot you want to leave our listeners with, maybe a health tip, a fitness tip, or a nutrition tip they can use this weekend and even into the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one tip that I would say is more important over all of them, David, is to start with one step at a time. It's so easy to look at everything that must change.
So true.
One thing, just one thing. If you're eating 70 grams of refined sugar, how about just go down to 65 grams for a week?
Yeah.
Doable, right? Mm-hmm. It's one thing, and just focus on one thing at a time. And once you've mastered that, move on to the next and be very, very self-forgiving and self-loving in the process.
By the yard, it's hard. By the inch, it's a cinch.
Amen, my brother.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, just a last little note to you. I know you were certified by the Czech Institute there in Southern California.
Yeah.
I remember meeting and interviewing Paul Czech many years ago. He's been on the show. How's he doing? Is he still?
He is. He is as amazing now, if not more.
Is that right? Yeah, I pictured him to be so. Yeah, Paul Czech. We'll have to get him back on again. All right. Well, thanks so much, Griff. All the best to you and your new book, Exercising Your Excuses. All right. We'll have you on again sometime.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you.
All right. There goes Griff Nielsen. And next hour, be sure to tune in. You won't want to miss this. If you wear a bra or know someone who does, Dressed to Kill, the link between breast cancer and bras. Sydney Ross Singer joins us, a remarkable look at new breakthrough breast cancer research on this evidence, new evidence on this. So you won't want to miss that. That's coming up next hour. All of our regular features, of course, as well, the Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stick around for hour number two. And if you can't, you can always listen to us on the rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to now, or you can go to the website drhealthradio.com. That's DOCTOR healthradio.com. I'm David Snow. Stay tuned for the top of the hour of Fox News and hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.